In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When you talk to people who have been called to ministry, to become priests or even or deacons, ordained ministry, people have all kinds of stories about how they felt this call. Excuse me. And some people feel this instant call that they know from the very moment they were born almost that they are called to be ordained. Some people have this experience that is absolutely sudden. Something happens in their life, much like Paul on the road to Damascus, right? This lightning bolt of a transformation that happens. For me, my experience of my call was much more like I imagine Peter's is and was in his journey. Mine took a long time. First of all, I was born into a family that was Roman Catholic, so for me that was not even an option for most of my young adult life into my 20s. But even after I came into the Episcopal Church, I didn't see myself as an ordained person. People would often say to me, "Have you ever thought about ordained ministry?" But I felt that I was where God had put me when I started working for the Manchester Area Conference of Churches, MAC, as the director of the Shelter for People Who Are Homeless and their soup kitchen. I really felt that I had been called to be there. I felt that God had led me there, had prepared me to be there, and that's where I was supposed to be. And then I felt like I was done doing that, and it was time for me to move on, and I had no idea what I was gonna do, but the executive director position opened at MAC, and I thought, well, maybe. And people start saying, why did you apply? Why did you apply? Or, have you ever thought about an ordained ministry? And I thought, well, I'm gonna apply for the executive director job. Maybe that was the safer call, I don't know. But I did, and I was hired. And I felt like that's where God wanted me to be. I felt like it was the place I was supposed to be. And then, at some point, I felt I was done. And it was time for me to move on. And I knew that I wanted to work somewhere. I had to work somewhere that was faith-based, that I brought my faith with me to work. I couldn't just go back to working just anywhere. And people said to me, have you thought about ordained ministry? Maybe it's time. And I finally said, okay, this is the deal, God. I'm going to start this journey, and if this is what I'm supposed to do, I'll keep walking, and the first time the door closes, I'll know it's not the right thing, right? Otis Coleman, this gentleman right here, was the chair of my discernment committee at St. Mary's Church when I was discerning this call. And here I am. There were lots of fits and starts along this journey. There were lots of failures and falls and people having to tap me on the shoulder and say, listen to me. In our reading from today, we have Peter's transformation story. This transfiguration of this fisherman, this man who thought his life's work was going to be a fisherman. And then this man comes along who is telling him there's something more. And he's called to something more than that. And I don't think Peter really got that for a long time. I don't think he could see what that might look like or how that could possibly be. And even as he walked that walk with Jesus, we know from Scripture there were lots of fails and falls along his journey. Even just before our story today, when we hear 6 days later, he's on this mountain, 6 days before when he said, Jesus, you are the Messiah, in the Gospel of Mark, we then hear Jesus having to tell him he got it wrong again when Jesus is explaining what that means And that Jesus isn't going to suddenly raise up this great army and they're going to overthrow the Romans, but that Jesus is probably going to die on the cross for his beliefs. And Peter says, oh no. And he says, get behind me, Satan, right? You're not getting this. You still have your mind in this world. You're still not getting it. He still didn't get it. And here on this mountain, he hears what he really, truly needs to hear. Just listen to him. Just listen. And even as he comes down off that mountain with Jesus, having that experience of God's voice, we know that along Peter's journey, he's going to fall and fail again, right? No more spectacularly than the night before Jesus' crucifixion. And I'm sure he's going to be reminded over and over and over again, listen to him by people in his life, in his prayer life. Just listen to him. That is the journey of every Christian, of every disciple, falling and failing and being reminded, just listen to him. And constantly are we being transfigured and transformed into the people we are called to be. And finding our way into the mission and ministry that God leads us, each and every one, into. Because we are all called to be a part of God's saving, healing, loving, compassionate, kingdom-building mission. In our own way, whatever that might look like. And the way we figure that out is listening in prayer, in conversation. Because oftentimes, I don't know about you, but that's where I often most clearly hear Jesus' voice, is in conversation with other people. That's when I can most clearly understand that it's not just my voice, but it's truly God's will, is having that reinforcement that yes, this does sound like it's what you're supposed to be doing. Yes, I see that very clearly. This is where you need to be going. Listening over and over again. We're not always good at that, right? We're not always good at listening, paying attention, figuring out where is God calling us. And we have been and are continuing to practice that here at St. James Church. And I'm inviting you to another opportunity to do that as we continue to discern and listen. What is God calling us individually and collectively to do in what we call faith now? Using our gifts, our resources, whatever, in the world, how are we being called? And each and every one of us absolutely are. On Saturday, March 7th, we're going to gather for a couple hours upstairs at 9 o'clock in the morning in the parish hall to discern and talk about how we discern. What does God mean? How do we listen for that? How do we know when it's God's voice saying, yes, this is what you should try. This is what I'm inviting you to. This is what I'm doing. Come join me. Pray about that. Is God inviting you to join us? Is God inviting you to step into something new? In his book, For Presence, John O'Donnell prays, may you respond to the call of your gift and the courage to follow its path. Listen to him. Amen.